The king of Hollywood news died this week at the age of 87. Armie Archer was the first journalist to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His columns appeared in Daily Variety, a Bible for the entertainment industry. Armie Archer always began with the words, "Good morning." He broke plenty of stories in his half century at Variety. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on one in particular that had ramifications far beyond the entertainment industry.
Armie Archer was the first to report that Rock Hudson, long considered one of Hollywood's sexiest leading men, had AIDS.
The Rock Hudson AIDS story was probably one of the most difficult stories I had to print.
That's a 2003 interview with Archer in the archives of American television. Almost 6 months earlier, someone had slipped Archer a copy of Hudson's AIDS diagnosis from the French hospital that had been treating the star. Archer recalled he held off reporting it while he gathered more information. But when a gaunt and obviously ill Hudson appeared at a televised press conference at the side of his longtime co-star Doris Day, Archer said it was clear what was wrong with Hudson.
He looked awful. He really was in the ravages of that dread disease.
Hudson's publicist and manager both denied he had AIDS, but the star eventually released a public statement confirming Archer's report. Rock Hudson died about 2 months after Archer's initial story. Armie Archer's reporting suddenly gave a public face to AIDS and tempered some of the harsh judgments directed at many people with AIDS. The stigma was so great, AIDS deaths were often attributed to secondary diseases, such as cancer and pneumonia. Several of Hudson's friends were furious that instead of doing that, Archer had reported on what was really killing the star. But many news organizations now say Armie Archer's revelation forced the public to face the plague years earlier than it otherwise would have. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.